All right, another car that you have just driven, which I actually like this car a lot. Now, it's not the super most practical car, especially for somebody like me and what I do, you know, daily because of the size and the room and so on, but it's got a cult following. It's been a standard in the what I would call entry-level sports car end of things. And this is one of those cars, Richard, where, again, once again, if you're buying this car for the right reasons, you will not be disappointed.
No, absolutely, Dad. And that is the 2025 Mazda MX-5. This is the Miata, right, folks? This is, and we had the Grand Touring Edition, Dad. They have an RF Edition, which basically is the hard top convertible. This is the soft top convertible that is manually done,
gotcha,
which I will say is one of the easiest things,
yep,
I've ever done. Because,
yep,
a lot of times, Dad, those electric hard tops, while they're great and they're functional, they take a while to use. I can kid you not, put this soft top up and down with one hand in literally 5 seconds.
Yep, it's
and
easy.
And I kid you not, folks. And so if you're driving down the road and you're like, oh, my word, I didn't realize that the thunderstorm was going to be coming up, especially here in Colorado in the summer, you can literally get to the stop light, almost a stop sign, depending on if no one's behind you, put this soft top up. I will say that outside of that, Dad, I mentioned the six-speed manual, which is fantastic. It's got a 2-liter four-cylinder engine with 181 horsepower underneath the hood. Rear wheel drive, really well balanced, Dad. That's one thing that you're going to find on this. Is it going to light up the afterburners? Not by any means, but is it a really fun roadster and a car to drive? And I would say, absolutely. It's got heated seats if you need that. They actually do have a 35-year anniversary model for this year, Dad. We didn't drive it, but folks can see that. I think they're only making 300 of those cars, which would potentially be a good collector's item, depending on if you're into that.
True.
Price point, folks. This one, as it sits, $36,565. Fuel economy is 26 and 34 for roughly an average of about 29 miles per gallon. I will just tell you this, folks. There's not a lot to this car. It is a small car. You're not getting a whole lot in the trunk of it, but that's not a big deal. Again, and some people are going to say, well, it's really noisy. Dad, it's a
convertible.
Honestly, if you're driving with this thing and you're worried about the noise, it's not the car for you.
That's
it's a
right.
car to have fun.
That's right.
Again, if you wanted a second car, folks, there's only two of you at home, or maybe you got kids still, but you just want to be able to go out on a date night and have a convertible, highly recommend this car. Only downside, Dad, if you're over 6 feet, you're going to be hard-pressed to get in this, and your forehead's going to be getting bugged.
Right.
However, if you're like most of the rest of us, and that's not the case, this is definitely a car I would highly recommend. So head to your local Mazda dealer. I know that they have some special deals, even with some of the tariffs and stuff going on, Dad. I just checked out their website on that. I would encourage folks, get out, test drive this car. I think you'd be really surprised at how well you enjoy it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.